Welcome to Friends at Film Camp, the podcast where two friends gab by the fire from our fun film perspectives. I'm Jillian.
I'm Luke.
Today, I don't know the name of what we're talking about. What is it?
Animal control. No, animal behavior.
Animal behavior.
Animal Behavior is a 2018 short film written and directed by prominent short film creators David Fine and Allison Snowden. It was created and just it was produced through the National Film Board of Canada and was actually nominated for Best Short Film in 2018. It did lose. It lost to something you get really mad at.
Oh yeah, I don't like that one.
Yeah, you hate the one it lost to, but I kind of get it.
You get me hating it?
No, I get why it beat it.
Yeah, I was not that impressed. Is it upsetting to you? I'm sorry.
I am shocked by that.
Oh no!
It's a critically acclaimed short.
I didn't really like it that much.
Well, why?
So the purpose of, so the short is group therapy, but with different animals. And I don't know, it just didn't seem like very good therapy to me. And then like the main person, I guess, the gorilla guy, is he a gorilla?
Victor the ape.
He's an ape. He comes in and his problem is anger management. And I know that like part of the whole thing of the short is sort of you're extending disbelief for like, you know, there's the praying mantis who like eats all of her partners, the sexual cannibalism. That was funny when he was like, sexual cannibalism is like, what did he say?
He talked about how
sexual like that was taboo for some people still.
Some people still feel like that's too much of a taboo.
Yeah, thing. That was funny. So, like, and I think I like most of the stuff they do with that, but I think it would be different if we saw her eat somebody in the group.
That's not the point.
No, but this is my point. I wouldn't have liked that because I think that makes it not funny anymore. And the ape, he gets like really, really violent at the end. And for me, I think that just went too far for the metaphor to be able to keep up with it still, if that makes sense. No. Because we were visually seeing him have this extremely violent outburst. I thought that it no longer made sense within the world we had created.
I disagree.
That's okay. Why?
Because I didn't think his outburst was beyond what you would expect at a group meeting session of someone having an outburst at a group meeting.
He, like, was picking people up and throwing them.
He threw the leech.
No, the pig. He picked up the pig. He picked up the cat.
He didn't pick up the cat. He picked up the pig.
He was physically attacking people.
Okay. Think you're not suspending your disbelief quite enough. Now, it is important to context, and this is a recurring theme. This was an example of movie therapy,
yes.
Not real therapy.
Yeah.
This is not real therapy.
Which
real therapy is boring, so it's rarely actually cinematic.
I guess that's true, but I feel like the entire purpose of this short is therapy, so I kind of wanted the therapy to be better.
It was pretty standard, boring therapy.
I didn't like it. Especially, like, the therapist, like, cutting it off. Like, he just had that violent outburst, and then he's like, okay, leave.
Yeah, that's how therapy ends.
I know, but I just didn't like it. It just felt...
Well, you don't have to like it.
Because we...
That was the point, was that it's commenting on, among other things, it's commenting on the therapy and how the entire act of therapy is kind of bizarre in the sense of... you suddenly start making any emotional development or progress, and then it ends.
That's true.
Because therapy is highly limited.
That's true.
You have an hour to go through your entire life's traumas, and the second he started making any emotional progress, the therapist is like, okay, that's enough for this week. Come back next week.
Yeah.
I think, what's that comedian that I really like? Taylor Tomlinson.
Yeah.
She has this funny joke about that, where it's basically like, you come every week, you pay us a lot of money to unload a lot of trauma, and do you feel better? No. And that's kind of what happened to Victor the ape in this situation,
mm-hmm.
is he is in denial for the whole first part, and then the second he started acknowledging he has a problem and was ready to deal with it, therapy was over.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of had to go on with life.
Him just physically attacking everyone was too much for me, for the metaphor to stay strong. Because I also feel like in that case, you should not be in group therapy. Am I wrong? If you're going to attack other people in the therapy session, that seems bad.
Well, he was there for anger management.
Yeah, also, why would is that a thing that people do? Like, would you go to a group therapy and you all have different problems?
That was the one issue I kind of had. I don't know why they're all
in the group.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I kind of do, in the sense of they all have some issues, I get. Well, a lot of them have issues related to self-control.
Yeah.
But that's really broad, and also, that's not even all of them, because I don't think that's the Praying Mantis's issue. That was, her issue was, her area of focus was around struggle and finding intimacy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the one thing where I was like, I don't know if you'd normally do this type of group session. But mm-hmm. also, sometimes this could be like a government-funded group where they only get their funding for the government. So it's the people who maybe can't afford alternatives.
That's true.
And then that's why it's kind of just broad group therapy. Because that does happen, where the government is famously really bad at understanding anything about therapy and just kind of making their own rules about it. Which is why I think that this is government therapy. I've just decided that right now, is that this is something the government has funded. These are people who maybe have either chosen the free option, or in the ape's case, I think he was told by a judge to be here.
I do think that, yeah, he said that.
He did?
Yeah, because of the pee situation.
Oh, he did? I didn't even know that. Yeah. We came to the same conclusion. So yeah, this is like government mandated therapy.
I guess just because the message didn't fully hit for me because of the issues that I had. And then the comedy I just thought was like, okay, like it wasn't hilarious or anything. So I think I just left. I came into it knowing that it was nominated for a thing. Like, you were like, oh, it was nominated for a thing. So I was like, it's going to be so good. And then I kind of left like,
Well, I don't know why you thought nominated for the Oscar means good, because you hate the Oscars.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I think I came in with a lot of expectations, and I just was like, it was fine. I wasn't, like, I didn't hate watching it or anything. I just wasn't as exciting as I thought it was going to be. But what did you think? Because you had seen it before, hadn't you?
Well, I watched it a few days before.
Why?
I don't know. Oh, I know why. It's kind of a weird connection. I saw a YouTuber who made... They like to make videos about random old Canadian cartoons.
Okay.
And they talked about this other show. And then at the very end of it, they were like, hey, check out these other videos, including these two that made this other show. And I remember I saw a clip from it, and I was like, I kind of remember that show from my childhood.
Hmm.
So I clicked on it, and I was like, yeah, I kind of do remember this. And then I remembered the show, but I didn't really remember it. But they were talking about the creators, and then they said the creators won an Oscar for something.
Mm.
And I was like, they did? That's so weird. And so I went and I looked up what their Oscar short was.
Yeah.
And I saw it, and it was kind of similar to this, but kind of different. It was kind of about finding the pleasures in mundanity.
Yeah.
And then I found out they made this short after, like, their next short after, which was like 20 something years later.
Yeah.
Was this.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of decided to do it again. And so I was like, I wonder what this one was. And then I liked this. I thought it was like this cute little thing. That's all this is a cute little thing. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Like, But it is cute, I think. I think it's really neat and novel for what it is.
I like the art style.
I do like the art style.
I think part of it as well for me as to why I'm sort of so lukewarm on it is...
Excuse me?
Why I'm lukewarm? You don't like that phrase? Is that offensive to Luke's?
Just come on.
Is I think that the premise has a lot of potential. Uh-huh. Like, I think the premise is really funny. And so I think I also was just, I think I felt that there was, like, potential, like, left unpotentialized, you know?
Huh. Here's the thing, is because of the nature of what this is, which is a short film made by two people with, like, other people there. But it was really these two people taking charge. I don't want to discount, like, other animators, but yeah. These were, like, the two. I have very low expectations intentionally, because it's not trying to be big. It's trying to be small and intimate and just like a cute little, neat.
Yeah. Well, what did you think of the animation? Because probably the animation is my favorite part. I like this sort of rinky-dink, like, homegrown type animation.
Yes.
I have an idea. This is an on-the-spot podcast idea. Everyone get excited. I have another short film that's completely made by two YouTubers. It's like 3 minutes.
You want to watch it live on the podcast?
No, well, no. I mean, we could. I'd have to cut it out. But we could watch it, and then we could talk about that as well.
Why can't we talk about this?
Well, we can talk about this, but just then that would give us a little more time.
I'm enjoying... I have lots to say about this.
Oh, okay.
But...
Well, okay, but I do keep it in mind because I would like to watch it because it also is fun. And the reason it reminded me is because it has a similar vibe in the art style. It's not the same, but it's similar. It's by Pinely on YouTube.
Okay. The animation... I like this animation because of how hand-drawn-ish it feels. Like, this really does feel like two people just... drew it in their basement, which I know is not logistically what it is, but it felt like that.
There's an inherent charm to I think all hand-drawn animation, but also like this sort of I want to say childish, but I think that has negative connotations that I don't mean for it to have.
Well, it's imperfect. It's
messy. Yes. But stylistically. Yeah. Like, on purpose, which I...
They meant to do that.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
It lightens the tone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, This would be a lot more serious if it was, like, BoJack Horseman.
Yeah. No. This film is so comfortable being exactly what it is, which is this little short thing. They probably came up with this cute idea, and then they kind of just went with it. Also,
I remember something. Sorry, go on.
Interestingly, these creators don't really like to make films. The medium of animation is so often, like, child-focused.
Yeah.
And these creators don't seem to be particularly bound to that focus.
I don't know why it's so child-focused, to be honest. I think that's lame.
I think it's lame, but I get why people... why Hollywood does it, because Hollywood's whiny, in particular. And adults are insecure.
Adults are insecure?
Adults are so insecure. They can't go see a movie if it's not for adults. It's like, oh, this is for children. I mean, I go to movies all the time by myself. Hashtag humble brag. That sounded so much sadder coming out than it was in my head.
It was great.
I go alone to the movies so much, they know me by name there. No, they don't, but I'm glad they don't.
Anyway.
I've gotten focused on this now. I think it just is fun. Just the overall energy of the short film. I thought the animation fun. I thought the characters were fun, and they were able to use them well in the sense of they would have like a joke and then they let it drop.
I wanted a lot more from the cat. I feel like the cat was the only one who was really like neglected. Like I'm surprised felt like every other one got like a moment. Why are you surprised I said that?
Because the cat is voiced by the director.
Okay. Well, storyline-wise, don't you feel like the cat was neglected?
I don't know if I'd say the cat's neglected.
The cat never gets a moment.
The cat does get a moment.
No.
The cat gets a moment.
Where?
The cat is licking her privates, and the ape and her have a discussion about how she does she need to do that now. She's like, well, I'm not clean, so I gotta do it. He's like, you're never clean. You're a cat.
I guess, but it's such a small moment comparatively.
It's not meant to be like a big moment. The bird only gets a brief moment.
Yeah, but the bird gets a big moment. The bird gets a regression to when he murdered his sibling moment. Like, yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. I will also add, that's probably not something that's very group therapy-ish.
No.
Again, but remember, this is movie therapy, not real therapy. Yeah. Movie therapy just is like its own separate thing.
I know.
It's like wild. Like, there is so many less rules. Yeah. You just be like, okay, crazy. But yeah, I think they could have used the cat more, but I didn't, like, need more cat.
I really like Canadian short films. I think we should delve more into some of them. There is a Canadian TV show in which it is a short film competition, and they air the show and they show all of the short films and then people vote for them, and there's like brackets and stuff, and the winner gets a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy this show because they have people on as well who have all different types of short films. And, like, being 1,000% honest, a lot of them are really bad. But I think I love the medium of short film, especially for developing filmmakers. Especially because even, like, a bad short film, because it's so short, it's normally not super painful. And I think people still, like, learn a lot, and it can still give you an idea of an artist, and they can get sort of, like, eyes on their work and feedback and stuff like that, which I think is really cool. So we need to look more into it, but I think delving into like some of that could be really interesting.
I think that's fair. The National Film Board of Canada has the most Oscar nominations out of any organization outside of Hollywood.
They sponsor, I know about them because I'm like to make experimental films, mm-hmm. and they are probably the main hand in Canadian experimental films in terms of artists getting prestige and money and stuff. Mm. I've seen a few of them. There's this one famous one. It's gorgeous. It won an Oscar, I'm pretty sure. It's fairly old now. It was on film, and it is two ballet dancers. But the filmmaker did this effect where It's like layered, so it's kind of like the frames of their movements are like sort of shuttered, so each movement you then like see the repeat of it over and over in like a certain way. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, no, they have a lot of awards and very impressive work. It's very impressive.
Can we watch it?
You want to watch it.
So yay! Okay, so he made this. So this film, this very, very short film that I'm having us look at is, it was made by a YouTuber called Pinely, and he made this as an investigation into fake movie awards sites. Because if you've ever seen sort of like a really bad movie where on its like cover, it's like, we won this and we won that. He was like, how do you even win that? And how you win that is there's a few different sites where you can submit your film and you basically pay them to win, so which is not legit, but technically they say you won and you can buy an award from them, and so then you can legally say that you won the award, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he made this short film out of a script that his brother wrote that he then voiced with Oh, frick, what's her name? Chad. Do you know Chad Chad?
No.
Okay, she's great. Anyway, so then he animated it and he submitted it to all these film festivals to prove that, to investigate how they work. And he did win a bunch. The one film festival he did lose against nobody. He was the only animated film. That's part of why he made an animated film, was he didn't think there was going to be very many submissions. And so he was the only animated film and he lost that category.
Yeah, I've done fall fairs where the judge was like, nope, they get second. They're the only one there. They get second. That was worse.
It was worse than what?
It was worse than the animal behavior one.
But yeah, but it's silly.
It's silly.
It was written by his little brother.
It's cute. Like his baby brother?
He was like 10.
Oh, and that is sweet. I'll give him credit.
Okay. My point is that one... Okay, well, the plot of this one's completely nonsensical. But I actually really like the animation style, which is different but similar in the sort of, like, simplistic animation. But I really actually like visually with this one the sort of watercolor vibe he went for with, like, the backgrounds and stuff.
Yeah, no, it was good. It had a nice visual color scheme. There wasn't that much actual animation.
Yeah.
But that's fine. He didn't really do it for that purpose.
No.
But the plot was silly and fun, and then, yeah, everything worked out.
I actually liked the character design pretty well, too.
No, it was a competently made short film, honestly. If you did this for, like, a high school project, you'd get, like, a good grade.
You would get a good grade. Yeah.
So, no, it was good job. That was successful. Even the voice acting was pretty good.
It's funny because they do... So in his longer video where he's investigating this and he, you know, submits it and all the stuff, him and Chad voice it, like, live as they go through the story.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that was from that video where they were practicing stuff.
I noticed. I could tell.
Yeah, I know.
He was bad at saying all the words.
He was.
It was intentional.
Chad was better at voice acting. She was more committed, for sure.
Yes, but that felt like an intention.
Yeah.
The intention was to be amateur.
The intention was to make something so bad that you prove that they're just giving awards to anyone.
But also, the intention is it's so bad it's kind of good.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, there's enough love in there. Although, I still think you should go see Animal Behavior over that.
I'd recommend this one.
No, you shouldn't. You should watch Animal Behavior.
I would. I like this one better.
Good.
I don't even know what it's called. Oh, it's called Alien Cake by Pinely.
Overall?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of good short films made. You should go search them up on YouTube. A lot of Oscar short films that aren't by big studios end up there.
Mm.
So, you can go watch them. You should also watch Bob's Birthday, which was the previous short film that actually won Best Short Film. I actually really liked that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I really liked that one. It's kind of like examining the beauty in mediocrity.
I like... I'm lukewarm on Animal Behavior, but I do love a short film. And I think that I'm a little bit more critical of short films than most people.
You make short films.
I do. I make experimental films, and they're often short. And the thing with experimental short films is they're often very short. Not always, but personally, I think they are stronger when they're 100 feet of film or less. So I do, and there is that thing that, like, when you know how to make something, I think you're automatically more critical, especially if you're like, I could have done that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I do think that probably skews my perspective a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that concludes today's episode of Friends of Film Camp. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll catch you next time at the campfire.